I'm Julian Berger. Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy is facing over $600,000 in federal funding cuts for its pro bono legal representation of unaccompanied minors. Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy's grant for its Unaccompanied Children program expires at the end of this month, and the group doesn't know if or when it could be renewed. These funds allow them to provide representation for unaccompanied minors who come to the United States without any legal status and any parent or guardian. In February, the organization faced a 3-day stop work order from the federal government on the program. The program is critical for unaccompanied children seeking refuge in the United States because they are not entitled to government-appointed legal representation in immigration court. Here's Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy's Cristina Cerón.
If a child is not represented, they're approximately 90% more likely to be denied, right, and receive a removal order.
Last year, over 5,000 unaccompanied children were released to sponsors in North Carolina, the majority in Mecklenburg County. Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy served over 200 children and families through its immigrant justice program. Julian Berger, WFAE News.